أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلوا بينه وبين الجنة نسبا ولقد علمت الجنة إنهم لمحضرون. سبحان الله عما يصفون إلا عباد الله المخلصين. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayat yesterday we discussed that the people of Makkah, Quraysh and other tribes had made a statement and a claim that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا, that they have made between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and between the jinn a relationship. They created this relationship from their own side. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. Certainly, the jinn also know that they will be brought, seized in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. With regards to this, there is one narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that if these malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who is their mother? And they began to say that the mother of these malaika are the daughters of the chiefs of the jinnat. Now here, that is a very, very terrible allegation that they are making against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is a figment of their imagination, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now they are creating a relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the jinnat. Some others have stated that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from before, the Majusi, the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers, they had the belief of two powers, two kinds of gods. One was Yazdan and the other was Ahruman. And these two gods had different designations. One was the god of virtue and the other was the god of vice. Whatever good comes from one god, and whatever ill and evil comes from another god. So some of them believed that these jinnat, and they equated these jinnat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does one part of it, and these jinnat do the other part. Good comes from Allah, bad comes from the shayateen and these jinnat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these jinnat, they also know that they are going to be seized one day, and they are going to also stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is absolutely no possibility whatsoever of them being equated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallahi amma yasifun. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from whatever they have attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they say with regards to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is totally and absolutely free. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlisin. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants, those servants who have been chosen. Now whether man or jinn, whether it is whoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them, and that is the choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this world also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them, and in the hereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect them. So from these last few ayats we see that they had a corrupted belief with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sets all the straight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies our iman. Sometimes some of us also feel that when there is good, it comes from Allah. When there is evil, it comes from shaitan. And we need to be very cautious with regards to these type of beliefs, because in that is a contamination of our aqidah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Insofar as our qadr, our taqdeer is concerned, the good and the bad, both comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's prosperity, happiness, that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's adversities, difficulties, that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.